This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So there's a little bit of audio there. We're going to play more of it from Liberty activists outside of a Senate debate today, telling the supporters of the Democrat, Maggie Haston, to go to Massachusetts, to move to Massachusetts. Of course, the speculation here in the studio is that some of these people are already living there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Reed Coverdale.
Don't forget to check out Reed on his show. He's got his own thing he does. It's called Naturalist Capitalist. One of many things you do. You do a lot of guest hosting on other shows, and you're seen in a lot of places these days. But you do have your own thing. It's Naturalist Capitalist. You can find him on the Odyssey platform. You can find our channel on Odyssey as well. You can go to video.freetalklive.com, and hopefully we're broadcasting there tonight. We've been doing some switching with our video set up in the last 24 hours, and it looks like it's there, so that's good. Reed, just type in Naturalist Capitalist over at the Odyssey search, and you will find his channel there. He does his show at least two or three times a week, talking about various different things with lots of different people. You usually have a guest. Is it always there's a guest on your show?
I sometimes do them solo, but usually with a guest.
So check him out. You were on the scene today, Reed, in Concord, New Hampshire, outside of the NHPR studios as they were hosting a debate only between the Republican and Democrat candidates for U.S. Senate, despite the fact that there is a third candidate who's going to be on the ballot, Jeremy Kaufman. A lot of us worked very hard. Some people worked incredibly hard to get this man on the ballot, collecting, I think, at least 6,000 valid signatures and turning those into the bureaucracy, which is on its own a huge undertaking, because here in New Hampshire, not only do you have to collect thousands of signatures, but you also have to separate them by town.
And deliver them. Yeah.
And then physically deliver them to each of the town from which the signatures came. So there's something like 200-something towns in New Hampshire. So if you got signatures from 150 out of the 200-something towns, you literally have to go to every single one of those town clerks, and some of these town clerks are only open on, like, Wednesday from noon to 2, mm-hmm. right? Because the town is so small, they don't have the budget to pay a bureaucrat to sit there. And that's a good thing, right?
That's fine,
right?
Like, yeah.
But it makes it a little difficult to get the signatures turned in, and then I think you have to pick them back up after they've been validated. Like, they make third parties jump through ridiculous levels of hoops to get on the ballot. And then to add insult to injury, they're not even allowed to debate. And all NHPR can say is, well, we have our debate requirements listed on our website. And I have not reviewed the NHPR requirements. Do you know, Reed, if they are anything like WMUR, where there's just arbitrary...
Yeah, they are, though.
Yeah, WMUR, which is the main television station up here, they've got a set of restrictions, debate requirements, that basically make it so they can set them to exclude whoever they want, which, of course, is always the third party. And I guess New Hampshire Public Radio is the same way. It should be, if you're on the ballot, you're in the debate. And instead, their restrictions are like, oh, well, you need to have a significant level of fundraising, whatever that means. Right? So whatever they say it means, whatever is convenient for them. Oh, well, that's not significant. You've raised $500,000? Well, that's not significant enough. Oh, you've raised $1 million this time around? Nope. Still not significant enough. That kind of thing. They can pull that kind of weaselly crap to keep people out of the debates. So that's what was going on this morning. They were keeping Jeremy Kaufman out. There were dozens of quote-unquote supporters of Maggie Haston, who was the Democrat. The Republican guy, Don Bolduc, only had two people show up, and there were about 10 to 15 liberty activists, libertarians, that showed up. So that must have been a nice feeling, actually having more people show up organically, because it was pretty clear this Haston thing wasn't organic.
I think there were maybe three Haston people who were organic. So we had more supporters than both campaigns.
How could
combined.
You tell the organic Hassan supporters? Were they the elderly people?
They stuck around after everyone threw their signs in.
Oh, they didn't know when to leave. They weren't in on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've got a clip here from Joa's video, Joa from Breaking the Flaw. And this is part of the video where they are packing up. So the younger supporters that were there, they've given up their 5-foot-long Maggie Hassan signs. All of them are being loaded into the same campaign van. And they're starting to just basically walk off. There's one old guy who's just kind of standing by a road sign. He's got his phone in his hands, and he's just silently recording things. And was this one of the real ones, do you think?
Yeah, I would say he was there organically.
Right, so he doesn't seem to be aware that everybody else is packing up, and he's just into recording video. And so Jeremy Kaufman, who's been just heckling the crowd for most of an hour, singles him out.
I'm a volunteer from Massachusetts to change this state. That's what she did. But first thing is restoring the state to its once great
New
place.
Hampshire Make New Hampshire peace. No
All right, so this guy, by the way, he's wearing...
No more war!
He's wearing a mask, of course.
No war!
Which, also, a lot of the sign-holding Democrats weren't wearing masks. I noticed
just
that.
A couple, yeah.
And again, that again suggests that they aren't true believers.
Exactly.
They're not like this guy.
No right, hey, look at this gentleman. Gentlemen, why are you wearing a mask?
Is it to signal a public lack of intelligence? You want people to just kind of know that you're not all there mentally and you just like to... advertise it.
Does he speak back? Because I can't...
I don't remember him speaking at all.
Yeah, you're right next to this guy, so you would have heard it.
For anyone who watches this video, I want you to know that you do not belong in New Hampshire. You should leave. There are many other places that you can live. It's going to get increasingly uncomfortable for you if you stay here. If you're a friend of this man... Things are getting worse for you?
He's filming on his phone right now,
yes.
Just in case you're listening.
Yeah, he's silently holding his phone. He does also appear to have a nice-looking still camera as well.
It should get worse. You have no path to victory. It is time for you to leave. Join or die. On Minecraft.
So can you explain the On Minecraft reference?
Yeah, so whenever someone says something that's a little too Fed posty that sounds like it's a threat or, you know...
Right, he wasn't actually threatening this old man.
Exactly. You just say, oh, in Minecraft. But, I mean, that's more for, like, you know, if you said we should go to some federal building and do something that you're not supposed to do, and then you say, in Minecraft, of course, you know.
But, I've never heard that before, but I like it.
Yeah.
Now, what he's doing here is he's pointing out an important fact, and that is that more liberty activists, people that value freedom, are coming here to New Hampshire. They're making the move here. And Reed, your case, you actually were born in New Hampshire, you left, and now you're back.
Yep.
And it was the activism from many of the Free Staters, many of the liberty activists here that convinced you to return to your home state. But that counts.
Yep.
And Matt, you moved here from New York most of a decade, I think over a decade ago.
Yeah, no,
right? 2012?
2013.
Mm-hmm. So almost.
9 years, yeah.
And I've been here since 2006. There are people coming every single month.
Oh, yeah.
There's move-in parties, as we call them.
Remember when it was so, fun? Ooh, a new person's moving in. Let's do the move-in party.
Right.
Now there's so many people moving into this state that we couldn't possibly keep up with the move-in parties if we wanted to.
No, you couldn't. It used to be that you'd have to, travel a ways to go to the move-in parties in order to have a large number of people.
Gee, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make to the one over on Emerald Street today, you know.
Yeah, now you don't have to go so far because there's more people here,
mm-hmm.
So that's great. But the point being that the more people that come here, the more difficult the life will be for the status.
Yeah, Jeremy's not lying.
No.
He's being serious here. There is no path to success for them because we will not stop. And we are a group of people who are absolutely dedicated on individual levels. We just happen to meet eye to eye on so much stuff that's liberty related, and we get new people all the time who feel exactly the same. And the thing I love about the people who've been here for a long time, now we're just staunch and dug in, and the new people are all like super high invigorated. You know what it's like when we get new people to the state and they're all psyched up and they're rock and roll. That's what it's good feeling. It's a good formula.
It is. And this is going to be a really interesting election year up here in New Hampshire to see exactly how well or poorly the Democrats do, because they are doubling down against the Free Staters. They're trying to, they're spending a lot of money against them. They're specifically targeting them for their campaigns.
They're wasting a lot of money.
At a level at which they've never done it before. So will they get any traction this time around? That remains to be seen.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Bitcoin.com, great source to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Do that anytime you want. Just click get started right there at the top of the page. watch some introductory videos that will give you some of the basics about crypto. Learn the history of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. Learn what makes it so different from the money that you grew up with. All this government money that is, of course, continuously being devalued as they print more and more of it out, endlessly inflating the money supply and devaluing that currency and all central banks, because they're all basically on a race to the bottom. They're all inflating their money supplies all around the planet.
They're all on a race to the bottom, and they're taking everybody's hard-earned money, lifetime savings with them.
Yep. You can escape that, though, by getting into alternatives, and cryptocurrency is one worth looking into. But you really should learn some of the basics first. So click on Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. We're playing some more here from footage provided by Breaking the Flaw, his channel also on Odyssey. You can find him there. The Odyssey link, easiest way to go is to just go to video.freetalklive.com, type in Breaking the Flaw into the search, and it is one of the videos from today. It's about a 49-minute long video. There's a ton of content here. We're just giving you some of the highlights of this. The clip we're playing for you right now is as the Maggie Hassan potentially paid crowd is exiting the area. In fact, at this point, they have almost all left. There's a few stragglers still standing about. As one elderly gentleman, this is for listeners that are just tuning in, outside of a debate location today in New Hampshire, in Concord, outside of New Hampshire Public Radio Studios, the candidates have already gone inside, and the Maggie Hassan dozens of supporters are packing up the campaign van and scattering. There's one old guy standing there with a mask on, with his video, you know, he's got his cell phone in his hands, and he's just quietly standing and recording the libertarians, who are now focusing pretty exclusively on him because he's really the only Democrat left at that point. And Jeremy Kaufman has essentially a loudspeaker and a microphone. He comes over and just starts talking to him about, like, hey, you know, why won't you just talk to us?
Do you have any questions, sir?
No, hold it on Nelson's side.
I find it so fascinating. It's like I want to study them psychologically. Like, what's going on in that? Like, what's going on?
Okay, so I got to describe what he's doing as he's saying this. So Jeremy's kind of like bending over. The man is shorter than Jeremy, and so Jeremy's kind of like bending over at the waist and kind of looking at him from below and trying to get like different vantage points on this person who's just kind of standing there quietly. So it's just kind of a
It must have been pretty threatening, the towering behemoth that is Jeremy Kaufman.
What's going on in there, sir? What's going on in that head of yours? Do you have the ability to speak? Are you mute as well?
Yeah, capture this for
like,
later.
What's going on? It's so interesting. Make Earth cool again. It's so interesting. Can I ask you?
Okay, is he referencing a clothing item that when he
what
says
did he
make
just
Earth,
say make,
he says
Earth,
make Earth cool again?
Oh, that's what it said on his hat.
His hat.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all you get from this guy is the thing on his hat. That's the only expression that this man, this mystery man in the mask, is giving. He's not going to have a conversation. He doesn't want to have any kind of intellectual discussion.
Well, he believes in science, you know, and that's why he's keeping his mask on and keeping
his mouth
socially
shut.
Distant. Yeah.
And he's, I would say that's a climate change-based hat, right?
Obviously, he, yeah.
Okay.
Make Earth cool again.
Yeah, instead of, you know, global warming or whatever.
Right.
Media you consume, sir. Can I ask you how you shape your worldview?
You know, remember when the climate freaks were all worried about an ice age back in the 70s?
Yep.
Yeah. They were against making Earth cool at that time.
Right.
Right.
Same people, different, yeah. Different ideas.
He was probably 30 back then.
Right.
Same guy. Going on.
Can I ask you anything? Can you speak? It's like you break these people's brains. Like, it's just, you break their brains to the point that they're, like, not human. And I don't know where you go from here, right? Because he's, like, basically not a human being. I don't want to hurt him, but how can there be any interaction? It's not,
you keep,
not it's like we're different species.
You repeat
like,
the word Maggie all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand where we go. Like, I could talk to anyone.
Sorry, I mean, you're asking him questions. He's already said the one word he knows.
Yeah.
Maggie,
yeah.
So.
I'm glad we made the video. Hopefully I'll share it with his friends.
At this point, the man looks over his shoulder and notices he's the only one left. And then he turns around and
this
walks
is proof
away.
That he wasn't in on the whole
right.
thing because he didn't get the memo like, hey, once she goes in, we put the signs away and then we all go back to Connecticut. You
right.
know, he was not in on that.
So then he takes off. That's pretty much, I think, the end of the clip here.
Because I think his friends need to get that message one way or another.
How sad. That is like the most pathetic thing I've ever seen.
It was pretty bad.
Well, he's not atypical. I mean, this guy is pretty standard fare for one of these events. What they do here is they did the same stuff the last time around and the time before that. I mean, none of this stuff ever changes. It's always the same mindless shouting.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why I say, and I mean, I think Jeremy's antics here are funny, but I think my idea would be a lot more valuable.
Of infiltrating them?
Infiltrating them and just looking at the guy next to you and saying, this is the easiest $500 I ever made. And see what reaction you get. And see if you can start a dialogue.
We can try this on Wednesday next week.
That's what should be done.
Or you could ask, like, how are we getting paid? Are they going to send us checks?
Did you already get yours?
Yeah, something like that. So let's just see what they'll say to that. It's an interesting idea. I know Joa actually kind of did something like that, not asking about money, but when the Democrats in downtown Keene did their anti-free state protest, which I think, didn't you drop by that at one point? Maybe you didn't.
I can't remember.
There were like 30 Democrats, and I think most of them were legit because they were the elderly folks that would normally go to the Democrat meetings around here, and I did recognize some of them as well. There were 30 Democrats that went down to Keene Central Square this summer, and they did an anti-Free State Project protest. And this was like the biggest anti-Free State Project protest they had done because they tried them in other cities and they only got like 4 or 5 or 3 people to come out in other places in New Hampshire. But Keene, you know, where the Free Staters have had the largest, longest, most, you know, impactful existence, there was a large number of people that came out to this event. And Joa showed up and did this sort of infiltration that you're talking about. He went over, acted like he was one of them. They gave him one of their anti-FSP signs. And he stood there alongside of the road with them, and he would say sometimes silly things to them that weren't real clear. He has a whole video where you can really kind of watch how he went about this. He would say things to kind of try to troll them into saying interesting things you wouldn't expect them to. And eventually, he ended up changing his opinion in the middle of the event and joining the Free Staters. He got angry at them or whatever, or something happened, and then he revealed, you know, his true colors. But your idea is an interesting one, Matt, to just kind of go in there and pretend like you're one of them.
Stick with the part.
Yeah. Stick with it through the whole
thing. Go the distance, yeah. And you might even be able to carry it on. You might even be able to find who's signing paychecks.
It's a lot of fun cosplaying, too. I mean, sure. For either side, I mean, when we were at the Baltic event a couple weeks ago.
Where you got kicked out?
Yeah. Well, not the very first one. I mean, I was standing up and clapping and saying amen and stuff because it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
If there's a van where all the Maggie Hassan signs are being dumped into at the end of a protest, I want to know who it's registered to.
Yeah.
Who owns that? Who's driving it?
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to jump into the conversation, you can. And you can also bring up whatever you want. Coming up, nukes and poof.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials are warning about soaring heating costs. The Department of Energy expects heating bills to go up about 28% this season as inflation rises. Axios reports people in states like Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine should expect caps on heating oil purchases as supplies dwindle. It's been months since the Uvalde school shooting, which left 19 children and two teachers dead. And parents and families are calling for consequences for the slow police response. Texas State Democratic Senator Roland Gutierrez says the public has a right to more information on the case.
They don't want to see their dead kids. They want to know who failed. And who failed was every law enforcement agency at the scene, and even the BORTAC team.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us here. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Reed in the studio here tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. And we've kind of just focused the first portion of the show tonight on these mindless drones that have always been the bane of my participation in politics. I hate going to these places where people are just constantly chanting. I hate chanting. In general, like, I don't like it when the libertarians chant. I don't like it when anybody chants, because to me it just seems so mindless. There's somebody who starts the chant, and then everybody else joins in, and it's just, it's the definition of you aren't thinking.
Yeah, you know, one of the most fun versions of that I've ever been to, I did go to one that was kind of promising once, and it was in Albany, New York in 2012. It was right after the passage of the SAFE Act, and they had all these, you know, Republican politicians climbing up on the podium in front of the New York State House in Albany.
Gross.
And, yeah, it was horrible, and there was, well, I was trolling the cops when I was there. It was absolutely a great time. There were, you know, horse-mounted cops, and they were fun to, you know, ask about.
Yeah, you can make your fun at these events.
It was delicious, good fun. I don't want to talk about what I actually said to them. But
if you can hear your own thoughts because you're not just completely drowning in these chants.
Yeah, well, in this particular chant, it was one of these politician ladies got up and just started reciting, "We the people, we the people," over and over again. And the guys are looking around. There's like, you know, 500 gun owners standing around looking at each other like, "We the people, we the people. Okay, yeah, are we done yet? Can we stop?" And she never really managed to rally the chant because these gun owners are just like,
Oh, so it didn't get off the ground.
It didn't take.
That's always embarrassing.
It was super, and she kept going. and they're like, okay, all right, everybody all at once, say it like three times so she'll shut up. And, you know,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't have a speech ready, I guess.
So it's tiresome going to these events with these mindless chants going on. Every now and then, somebody like Vermin Supreme will come along and, like, inject some fun. At least he'll have something to chant that's kind of entertaining or something like that. But it just really is frustrating because you can't have a conversation with these people. You guys tried for upwards of an hour, it looked like, to actually get somebody to have a conversation. It wasn't until the Democrats left that conversation was actually had. There were two Republicans who were left. They were the people supporting Don Bolduc, who actually were willing to have a conversation. Now, you know, we still don't agree with what they had to say either, but at the very least they were willing to talk. And that's how, if you're going to build a bridge, that bridges are built. But the fact that both sides are just constantly chanting at one another at these events, because like I said before, if there were 40 or even 15 or 20 Republicans, they would have been chanting Don Bolduc right back at the Maggie.
That's what happened to us 2 weeks earlier. So.
Really?
I mean, sort of. I mean, you saw the video of us at the Bolduc event, like everyone yelling.
Were they chanting there?
Not chanting, but they were all just yelling at us instead of talking to us. So.
Well, if they were outside of the event in sort of the same kind of setup, I've seen it happen. They absolutely will do it too. So don't think for a moment, Republicans, oh, well, we're better than the Democrats. No, your supporters are just as mind-numbed.
Exactly the same.
And no one wants to have a conversation. Now, to be fair, it's proof that people can't get along, right? They don't want to even talk. And I don't think they should. I think they should break up. I think the Republicans should move to Texas and move to Florida, and the Democrats should move back
into the middle of the ocean.
Move to New York. Move to California, and there should be a breakup. These people cannot get along, and it needs to end. And the Free Staters, the Libertarians, the Voluntarists need to move to New Hampshire. There's no other place for Libertarians. I think it's great that people like Shane Hazel in Georgia were able to get into the debates and get the ideas of freedom out there. I think that's – I don't want to take that away from him.
He did a great job.
He did an amazing job from what I saw, and there was another gentleman who got in. I forget what the other state was, but they led another Libertarian into a debate somewhere else in the country, and that's great. And I really hope those guys can break into the double digits in the voting totals. It'll be interesting to see how they actually perform.
And, you know, the reality is the Republicans are never going to move to Texas. The Democrats are, well, they're never going to leave here for Texas, and they're never going to move.
They should. It's warmer there.
High five. But the Democrats are never going to move into the middle of the ocean like they should. And the Libertarians are going to keep on moving here.
That's true.
I'll tell you, it's actually quite a bit of fun with the mix because, as a Libertarian, it is hilarious good fun to take part in activism in this state, to get out and to take part in stuff like this.
Oh,
like
I wish
Jeremy
I was there.
Today. I
this mean, was the most fun I've had in years.
It is a ball. Doing the thing I was talking about earlier, like dressing up like a Democrat and attending a Democrat meeting and playing the role and being one of them and defying Zandra Hawkins when she's trying to push communism on these, you know, 80-year-olds that are giving her $100 a pop or whatever.
That's fair.
It's a great time. Move to New Hampshire just to do that on a regular basis. It's
worth
it.
We have the primaries with the presidential campaign. Oh, we have all this
First
spectacle
of the Nation. Oh, my
place.
God. It is absolutely fantastically good times.
And you have these town halls with 40 people where, you know, Ron DeSantis might have a town hall and only 38 people are there because you're in, you know, Sandwich or something.
Right.
He probably would do better than that. Like these people, it always surprises me how many people will come out for these boring political
Although
events.
Sometimes, though, man, if you're in the right town, someone really famous will be here and you can talk to them or shake their hand. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, remember, didn't Garrity Inn do the, who was the guy? Have you ever looked up Santorum? It was Rick Santorum.
I asked him that.
Oh, was it you?
I think more than one of us.
Did you ever look up your own name in the dictionary?
Yeah, that's
would you ask
up.
Him?
Okay. So if you go back, this was the 2012 election, this Rick Santorum character was running, and at the time there was this meme that if you searched for Santorum on Google, it would come up with something dirty that we can't talk about on the radio.
If you go back and watch the old YouTube videos, they're all still online somewhere, and they're worth
looking. Let's just say it involved fecal matter and something maybe homosexual.
Reproductive liquid.
So like it was pretty gross, and it was such a large meme, we kind of figured he must have known about it, like that there was a chance that he had some awareness of this. Like, presumably he would have Googled himself, right, because he's a politician, so he's self-absorbed. Sure. So at some point he's probably seen this results for his own name, and so when he was coming up to the library, he was going to speak at the public library here in Keene, and there's only two ways, or at least at the time, there were only two ways in or out, so we had people at the front, we had people at the back, and he came in the back entrance. And I was back there, and I said, "Hey, Rick, have you ever Googled yourself on video?" So it was just one of those fun little moments where he stumbled over whatever the answer was that he spit out of his mouth as he ran inside the door to get away from us. There was no one there for that, because if there were any fans there for Rick, they were all out front, so they didn't see him sneak in the back
door. I don't know if Rick Santorum actually had fans, though. That would be pretty surprising.
He may not have. He may not have. But if he did have them, they weren't at the back door. Yeah. So we had full access to him and his security.
Who was the other guy from Santorum? What the definition of his name in the dictionary at the back door?
Yeah, of course. What were you going
to
say?
Who was the other guy running that had he had three departments he wanted to get rid of, and he could never remember the third one? Perry, right? I think it was Rick Perry.
That was the Texas guy.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was such a funny moment.
I don't know if maybe he came to New Hampshire. We were doing pretty good at targeting all of the political campaigns as they came through here that year, and just, you know, cornering them on video and asking tough questions, and of course being completely blown off and or kicked out of public property. There's a pretty entertaining movie called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree where a lot of that footage is included. I was just talking about one of those today to Bonnie, where we got kicked out of the college. John Huntsman was one of the candidates who was speaking at the Keene State College. And we were up on the second floor of the speaking area, and I had gotten like a sign, and we had multiple signs. We were going to just kind of hang over the balcony or whatever. And they kicked us out of this ostensibly public college at this public, well, it's not a public space right now because it's being rented by the campaign, and they called in Keene police and threatened us with trespass and kicked us out and like no trespassed us for a day over just being in a public event. They said, we were disrupting it. It hadn't even started yet at that point. So you can see that video. Just go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Coming up, is war retarded? Jeremy Coffin, his latest serious campaign ad. I'm going to play it for you, and you're welcome to comment and bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join the show here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Reed Coverdale.
And if you've worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. They had some contaminants in the drinking water in those years, and it might have led to those diseases happening. So there may be deadlines to file. You don't want to wait on this. So we're going to give you a phone number. You can call it to see if you or a loved one qualify. And as I understand it, some family members also can qualify for this. The number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've got a serious health issue, the money is set aside. 888-918-1037. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Jessica calling from Missouri. She's a listener to KICK. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like to know, because I don't watch television news, if I remember back in around 2017, shortly after Trump became president, I think it was around the 4th of July, he wanted a military parade. Did he ever get his wish?
I don't think they ever did that.
Yeah, I do remember that, but I
forgot all about that until she just said that. But now looking back on it, I don't think it ever happened.
Yeah, well, just like a tin pot dictator.
Yeah, it definitely sounded like something that you would hear from Trump. I vaguely recall that happening as well.
And Trump was very tin pot dictate-y.
Was it 2017 or 2018? I thought that was in 2018, but yeah.
It might have been. I don't remember what year it was, shortly after he became king.
Yeah. Why do you bring it up? Were you just curious to see if anybody else was aware of it?
I never heard, you know, and I just wondered if you guys knew.
Yeah, if that happened, the mainstream media would have put it all over the place. You wouldn't have been able to get away from it. Trump throws his own parade headline, you know, big headlines. That'd be everywhere. Jessica, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, about Mr. DeSantis in Florida. It's like, that guy, he doesn't he doesn't give, you know, a darn about anyone's civil rights or liberty. All he cares about is becoming president.
Yep.
And whatever it takes to get there, he'll do.
He just cares about Rick DeSantis.
He just screams of phony. Just every time I see him, every time I hear him, all I hear is phony baloney.
I can't disagree with you at all. In fact, I learned some stuff from Reed about this guy. I think it was last week where you told me, I didn't even know. Apparently, he was like a U.S. representative at one point, and Reed looked into his voting record and said he's absolutely terrible.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Jessica, thanks.
Yeah,
he's a total authoritarian. He loves the cops. He's never, never vetoed a pro-cop bill in his life. Anything that's pro-cop, bigger budgets, more police staff, he's all about it. Thanks for the call, Jessica. Appreciate it.
As long as he doesn't have to be subjugated by the police state, I'm pretty sure,
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, all the cop lovers love the cops until they smash in their front door.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden it comes literally crashing down on them. Thank you, Jessica, for the call. Let's go to Will. He's in Texas. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I hope all's well.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I voted today, you guys. I rocked the vote.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm serious about voting, but I'm not. It's false excitement there.
Okay, I thought you were like doing a Sarah impression. Was that what you were doing?
Well, gosh, I should have been doing that, but I wasn't.
What were you calling about tonight, Will?
Yeah, the voting. So anyway, I've been thinking about getting a bumper sticker or something like that, and I think you guys used to advertise somewhere where you can, get a custom bumper sticker or something, or whatever.
Liberty stickers.
Liberty stickers. All right, okay, I need to go there. Anyway, I want to get a dang sticker that says, I voted for evil, or vote for evil, and then parentheses or smaller letters, lesser, right? Because everyone would all admit, people who vote or believe in the voting or whatever, they always, what do they always say?
Well, he's not as bad as the other guy.
Bingo. Yeah. Bingo. And I just, anyway, I voted today, and one other thing, so I basically voted, I'm kind of conservative leaning. I didn't really vote. I voted libertarian every chance. Everything that had libertarian beside its name, I voted for it.
How many races did you have that in which you could vote libertarian?
Oh, gosh, man, there was five or six or seven on the,
good
on the
news.
Ballot. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll get, 1% of the vote or whatever, but I'm in Texas. So I'm not a fan of Greg Abbott, and I damn sure not a fan of Beto. And,
was this like an early vote thing? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and both those guys, that's kind of what I was getting at here. You cannot tell me that Hillary Clinton and Trump, or Trump and Biden, were the best candidates for president in the United States. It's just
Would anyone even bother to try to say that? I mean, does anyone think that was true?
If you think back, the Democrats absolutely hated Joe Biden, and they hated Kamala Harris.
And there were a lot of people who didn't like Trump either.
And a lot of people did not like Trump.
Yeah, and everybody holds their nose and votes for, whatever they,
So are you saying the same thing is happening at the governor election down in Texas? There's a bunch of crap candidates?
Well, yeah, Greg Abbott which he's okay on a lot of things, but this whole anti-abortion, and he's a huge, anti-drug guy.
Didn't he lock the state down as well?
Certain amount of it, I'm just trying to think what else I was going to say.
Just like DeSantis did, by the way, in Florida.
Yeah, just, these people, they are, I guess what I was getting at is that, so like one year, a few years ago or several years ago, I really got real serious. And I was like, man, I am going to vote, and I'm going to be an educated voter. And I mean, I really, spent, 10, 12 hours trying to.
What a waste.
Yeah, you're right. unfortunately, you're right, But, because, I'm just like, okay, who's the Railroad Commission guy? Okay, let me look into him. And all you ever find is their damn websites or...
10 hours of your life gone and you're no more free.
Yeah, but in his defense, even back then, he's wiser man now, but back then, in his defense, that shows to me a significant amount of intellectual honesty. So high five to you for that,
but
sir.
But what good does it do you?
Nothing.
Well, that's what I was kind of saying. It's so frustrating is that at the end of the day, I had to choose between a crap sandwich and wheat bread crap sandwich.
Sounds about right. Thank you, Will, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. And, of course, we're seeing this voter is kind of standard, what's the term the libertarians use? The wasted voter syndrome is alive and well, and I'm sure you've heard it, Reed, being out and about at these events where the Republicans are desperate to get the libertarians to vote for their guy, so they're showing up in like libertarian chat rooms and in real life at libertarian events, and they're trying to bring out that whole wasted vote syndrome, which of course is, you know, sort of the definition of that is, oh well, if you vote for the libertarian, you're wasting your vote. You need to vote for our guy, because if you don't vote for the Republican, then the communists win. Or if the Democrats are trying the same approach, it's, oh, if you don't vote for the Democrat, then the warmongering Republicans will win. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you vote for either of these two parties. If you're not voting for what you believe in, then you're truly wasting your vote.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what I would always tell people. I would feel that I wasted my vote if I voted for someone who wants to go to war or, you know, wants to imprison peaceful people or whatever. I mean, if you spend money on a product that you ultimately don't want, isn't that wasted money? So wouldn't it be the same way with a vote? If you vote for someone who doesn't do what you want them to do, seems like it's a wasted vote.
But they would say, Reed, that you know your guy's not going to win.
That's true. But I don't know. I almost, you know, when people blame you for, you know, when people blame you for not voting for someone, I always feel like that's reverse logic. If somebody wins who you voted for and then they do a bunch of bad stuff, that's the only way I can see that you're partially responsible.
You've got blood on your hands.
Yeah,
literally.
That's the only way I ever look at it. Like, I'll admit, I voted for Maggie Hassan in 2016 because I thought she was better than Ayotte, I think her name was, Kelly Ayotte.
Who was a former attorney general. I mean,
yeah, who was awful.
And nightmare.
I think I actually still think that Maggie Hassan's a little bit better than her.
Could be.
But I don't feel good about that vote now.
Right.
I mean,
was a libertarian in that race. I don't know.
There probably
was.
I just don't remember. But.
But you, you know, weren't there yet or whatever, and now you are going to probably vote for the Libertarian this time.
I mean, I was a Libertarian in 2016, but I just...
You fell for the wasted votes in it.
Yeah, I felt...
It can be persuasive.
I voted for Gary Johnson, though, so...
Again,
that was a wasted vote.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, he was less warmongery, less likely to go to war.
He's not as bad as the other guys.
You can't bomb Aleppo if you don't know what it is.
You
that's right.
If we don't know where it is, yeah. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here, and of course, the other thing they don't realize is Libertarian pull votes from everywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.